Roger Grossman back with you at the pit. Warsaw 9, Northwood 9. Tiger Bowl as we start quarter number 2. Great to have you with us on this Friday night in January. Foggy, rainy, not pleasant. Good night to stay inside and listen to the radio. Warsaw with the ball. Gould inside. Martin, good head fake. Oh, and he missed it from down in deep. And the rebound's grabbed by Northwood and Keegan Statch, who's had a big impact on the game here in the first 8 minutes and 15 seconds. We've got the stats. We'll tell you about him here in a second. Raider out top for Russell. Back to Raider on the right. Down to Rosh on the block against Reed Nelson. Spins the baseline side. Oh, he got away with a massive travel, and he threw it out of bounds anyway. Matt Moore better be careful. He actually was around the corner of the baseline and almost to the D in Northwood to make his displeasure about the fact no travel was called. I don't know how you missed that. Warsaw with the ball in a tie game. Martin out to Berger. Berger back to the wing for Carson Gould. To the corner to Martin. Not a Berger. Berger dribbles all the way from the left to the right. Down to the wing. Picks up his dribble outside the arc. Jumps a pass to the corner to Bricker. Now Bricker's trapped and he bounces the pass out to Gould. Gould drives into traffic. He'll lean in and shoot and score again. That time the help side did not come. Ross stayed home on the left side of the court. Carson banked it in from the right. Warsaw back in front. 11-9. Left side for Raider. Out to Russell. Russell to the near side for Stats. Now to Wolf. He'll lob it down in deep. Rosh triple teamed on the baseline. A foul called on the Tigers. Berger's going to get the foul. His first, team's first of the second quarter. Out of bounds to Northwood on the baseline. Left at the near end. We're in the southeast corner looking over the railing. The Stats will throw it in from there. And he gets it into a wide open Wolf who scores his first 2 points of the game. Warsaw plays man-to-man. They always do under Matt Moore. And Wolf has his first 2 points, and he's tied the game for the third time. It's 11-11. And then Berger got tied up the other end. We're going to have a held ball, and the arrow is going to belong to Northwood. They don't trap a lot, but if they think they can get you, they will trap you. And Maiden got trapped there, and there was no way out. He'll come out, and Luke Yeager's back in. Reed Nelson is also out of the game, and Finlinson rejoins the fray for the Tigers. So Warsaw has the starters back in. Bricker, Finlinson, Martin, Gould, and Yeager. Wolf through the center circle. Left-hand dribble. Left side ball knocked away. Finlinson saves it in. Robbie racing up the right. He's going to get caught. He had the ball stripped away by Wolf. Rosh is all by himself down here for a dunk. Wolf cut in front of Finlinson and stripped the ball clean. Northwood back to lead 13-11, our fourth lead change. Martin, good pass inside. Yeager will dunk at the other end. A rim rattler from Luke Yeager, who's got 7 points. And a timeout is called here by Northwood. Timeout Panthers. 5:49 left to play, first half. Warsaw and Northwood tied at 13. We're back in 30 on News Now Warsaw. Great to have you with us here on this Friday night. Warsaw and Northwood tied at 13. We are two minutes and 11 seconds into quarter number 2. Stats will throw it in, and Raider with his bright red shoes will bring it through the center circle against Finlinson. Left side to Wolf. Wolf out top for Stats. Now to the near side for Raider, and he's stumbled and traveled. He caught the ball, and as he was kind of pivoting, his right foot slipped right out from under him. Warsaw's got the ball back, looking to regain the lead. We're tied at 13. Bricker across the line. To Martin. Back out to Bricker. Back in the corner to Martin. Martin, one dribble. Fakes the pass inside. Slips it back outside to Bricker. Bricker between the circles. Now dribbles left. Throws it at the feet of Martin. Down to Yeager. He's surrounded. Back to the corner, Martin. Outside the lane for Gould. Gould at the three-point arc. Hands back to Bricker. Bricker had the ball knocked away and a foul call. The Northwood fans don't like it, but that should have been an easy foul call. Keegan Statch with his first. When you reach in and the guy's right wrist is crossed over with his left, that's an easy way to know. And that's what happened there. Warsaw with the ball back. Statch with his first foul. At the free throw line, Gould with space in the corner. There's Martin for three. It's way short. And the rebound's grabbed by Russell, but then he lost it out of bounds. But they're going to say Yeager is the one who hit it off the end line. It's out of bounds to Northwood. Matt Moore said first one to 50 might win. It may not be that. We're almost halfway through the second quarter, and the two teams have combined for 26 points. Raider across the line. Now Wolf left wing at the top stats. Back to Raider. Raider against Finlinson. One dribble. Picks it up. Bounces to Russell at the elbow. Hands back to Raider. He'll shoot a jump shot over Finlinson and hit it. Raider averages about 7 points a game. Those are his first two of this night. Northwood back to the lead, 15-13. 4.5 minutes left to play first half. Left side for Finlinson. Out to Gould. Right side to Martin at the free throw line. Bricker faces up, but Rash is right there. Now he throws to Finlinson. Ball knocked away from Bricker. He gets it back. Bricker outside the lane. Gould. Gould steps in now. Shoots over Rash and missed it. Yeager the rebound and a foul called against Northwood. They're going to call a foul against Northwood. Stats is going to get another foul. It's out of bounds to Warsaw. Aaron Wolf wants to know how that foul was on Stats and not Yeager for over the back. Gould to play it in baseline left. Looking in the corner, Finlinson with a head fake and a drive. Slipped it into Yeager. Yeager across to Bricker in the corner, Gould. Gould head fakes against Rosh, who's literally running end to end. Steps through a double team. Got hit. Got away. Slipped it underneath to Yeager, who fakes and shoots and scores. He let Rosh go by. He's got 9. Warsaw's tied the game at 15. 5 ties, 4 lead changes here in the first quarter and a half. Near side, Keegan Stats. Gould went down away from the ball. He gets back up slowly. Wolf goes behind his back, trying to shake free of Martin. Can't. Hands off the Raider. He'll shoot a long jumper. It's way off the mark. A rebound is tipped and grabbed by Gould for the Tigers. Carson takes off running down the middle of the floor. Kicks it left to Martin. He puts it off the glass and in. In transition, Martin scores. Warsaw has the lead back, 17-15 with 3:20 left to play here in the first half. Raider to the line and across with a right-hand dribble. Bounces it down to Wolf down here below us to Stats in the corner. Stats up the baseline against Bricker. Stubble and lost the ball out of bounds. It belongs to Warsaw again. Bricker, again, there's two ways to play that. You can stand your ground and make him run you over, but you can also step back away from it when they think you're going to draw contact. And that's what happened there, and Stats fell down. In the corner, Martin left side, down to Yeager. Ball knocked away by Russell, taken away by Rosh. They are very quick on the backside. That pass was open, but you've got to be quicker with it. And a whistle, an illegal screen called against Russell. Gould a little slow to get up. And now he is up, but bent over. He may need a minute, and he's going to get a minute. Mike Berger back in the game for the Tigers. 2:49 left to play in the half. Warsaw 17, Northwood 15. Bricker across the line. They come out a little farther against him. Left side to Martin. Martin at the free throw line. Berger across to a wide open Finlinson. 4-3. No good. Rebound. Oh, two Tigers tipped it away from each other. It'll be out of bounds to the Panthers. Martin and Yeager were both there. Either of them could have grabbed it. One tipped it away from the other. It's out of bounds to Northwood, who again trails by 2. A low-scoring game between the Tigers and the Panthers. Rosh, left wing. Out to the top for Stats. Near side to Raider against Finlinson. Throws it out now for Wolf. Wolf spins and shoots a 25-footer and missed it long. Long rebound over Russell's head. And then Bricker, I don't know what happened there. Bricker tapped it down the other end of the court and rolled all the way through the lane and out of bounds, and Northwood will bring it back this way. And Reed Nelson's going to check into the game and give Yeager a break. Well, that was a really strange thing. Again, from the angle that I'm at, Carson Gould back in, Bricker comes out. I'm not sure if Luke tried to do that. I'm not sure if somebody grabbed his shirt or his pants or his arm or something. I don't know. But that was really weird because he was going to be first to the ball, but he didn't grab it. He just kind of tipped it and went all the way down the court from the free throw line at this end to the baseline at that end. Wolf off his screen, double team. Ball knocked away by Gould, and it's lost out of bounds. It should be Warsaw ball, and it will be. Again, that's the headiness of Carson Gould to slip around there when Wolf could not have imagined that he was coming from that side. Warsaw's got the ball back with 1:59 to go in the half, leading 17-15. It has been a white-knuckled first half. Gould through the center circle against the zone. Out to Meidenberger. Berger jumps a pass to Carson Gould. Gould looks down toward the baseline, finds Martin in the left corner. Rosh is right there. Slips it to Carson Gould. He tried to throw it inside, and he threw it away. Not a good idea from Carson there. 95 seconds left to play in the half. Northwood with the ball down by two. Could be first one to 40, or maybe less than that. They lob the Rosh at the elbow against Reed Nelson. Still back to the basket. Hands back to Rainer. He'll turn and shoot a high-arching three. That's no good. Rosh has the rebound at the free throw line. Takes it down the side of the lane. Ball knocked away. Martin a steal. Martin races up the sideline. Spins around. 1:12 left to play. Martin in the lane. Down the lane. Put it up. And in. Oh, they're going to call an offensive foul. Holy cow. Martin's driving from the right side of the lane to the left. The defender standing underneath the basket. As Martin goes by him, the defender falls down, and Martin's got a second foul. That could easily have been a three-point opportunity for the Tigers. Wipe out the basket with 1:07 left to play. Wow. Remember that moment later in the evening. Wolf across the line. Tigers to lead by two. Rosh at the elbow. Back to the basket. Now squares up against Reed Nelson. Trying to hand it off. And did to Rader. He'll hop and skip and jump down the lane. He missed a wide-open layup. And then Reed Nelson lost the rebound out of bounds. There wasn't a Panther anywhere around. He just couldn't catch it. Jaeger comes back in for Nelson. Martin comes out with two fouls. Trey Davis back in. 49.4 left to play in the half. Stats to throw it in down here below us. Looking. Lobs in the lane. It's caught there by Rosh. His shot's blocked by Jaeger. It's loose. It rolls out of bounds. Whose foot did it hit? It's out of bounds to Warsaw. Jaeger met Rosh at the summit and swatted him back down the hill. Again, the Tigers lead by two. 17-15. 40 seconds left to play. Second quarter. Bricker at the line. Northwood now in a half-court trap. And Warsaw threw the ball out of bounds. Bricker bounced the ball to Finlinson on the sidelines. It's out of bounds to Northwood, and neither team wants to score here in the last 3 minutes of the half. Wolf against Gould across the line. Throws it to Rader. Rader on the left wing. Out to Russell. Russell against Davis. Far corner to Wolf. 22 seconds. Wolf picks up his dribble. Bounces out for Russell. He gets away from Trey Davis. Shoots it in the lane. Blocked by Trey Davis. And it's saved in, but it's saved in to Finlinson. 12 seconds left to go in the half. Gould up the middle of the court. 10 seconds. In transition, Bricker. Down in deep, Jaeger. Takes to the basket and missed it. But a whistle and a foul called. And free throws coming up for Warsaw with 4.9 left in the half. Well, this is, we love this Luke Jaeger. Aggressive to the basket. Russell with the foul. His second. Jaeger at the free throw line. First trip there tonight. 14 out of 17 for the season. First one is perfect. Jaeger in double figures with 10. It's his sixth double figure game of the season. The last time he was in double figures, he had 10. And this free throw is no good. 5 seconds left. Wolf across the line will force up a long three-pointer at the buzzer, and he made it. Wolf with his 37th three-pointer of the season. Fired in at the buzzer. And we are level at halftime. It's Warsaw 18 and Northwood 18. And we'll be back with the first half scoring next on News Now Warsaw. Halftime in the pit. Warsaw 18, Northwood 18. First half scoring for the Panthers. Ethan Wolf with a 2 and a 3 in the second quarter, including that 40-foot shot basically at the buzzer. And so he's got 5. He's tied with Tyler Rosh. Tyler Rosh with 5. And then Grant Miller's got 2 and Keegan Stats has 4. For Warsaw, Meidenberger's got 2. Brant Martin's got 2. Carson Gould has 4. And Luke Jaeger is your leader. He has 10 first half points. Warsaw and Northwood were tied at 9 after 1. They each scored 9 in the second quarter. And so we're at 18-18 here at halftime. We were tied at 7, 9, 11, 13, and 15, and now 18. So that makes 6 ties here in the game tonight and 5 lead changes. Again, it's 18-18. Warsaw won the JV game 40-26. Tristan Wilson with 17 points and 7 steals. Parker Justice had 12 points and 6 rebounds. And by the way, the last night the freshman boys beat Northwood in the Career Center gym at the high school 44-28. Grady Nelson had 10 points, and Tucker Reed had 6 points and 10 rebounds. 18-18 here at the Pit. We'll come back and give you the first half stats brought to you by Oliver Bergen and Company next on News Now Warsaw. Halftime at the Pit, 18-18. Warsaw and Northwood here at the break. Warsaw, as we look at the halftime stats, brought to you by Oliver Bergen and Company. Let them be the head coach of your financial planning team. Oliver Bergen and Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at oliverbergen.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Warsaw was 8 of 18 from the field, 45%. 1 of 5 from the arc, 1 of 2 at the free throw line. Northwood was 7 of 20 from the field, that's 35%. They were 1 of 5 from three-point range, and the one they hit was the half-court shot at the buzzer, and 3 out of 4 at the free throw line. The rebounding edge to Northwood, 10-8, and Warsaw with 7 turnovers in the first half. Remember, they only average about 11 a game. And Northwood had 8 turnovers in the first half, and they average about 11 in a game. Points off turnovers, even, like everything else, at 4-4. Second chance points, Northwood with 4, Warsaw with none. Points off the bench, Warsaw 2, Northwood 2. And the points per possession, slightly in Warsaw's favor at 0.78 to Northwood's 0.75. Looking at the offensive rebounds, Northwood had 4 offensive rebounds. Warsaw had 3 in the first half. Individually for the Tigers, can't really look at anybody's shooting numbers except for Luke Yeager. Yeager was 4-4 from the field, 1-1 from three-point range, and 1-2 at the free throw line for his 10 points. Ironically, he doesn't have a rebound in the first half of play. He does have 1 blocked shot that he was given credit for. The Tigers with 3 blocked shots in the period, Martin, Yeager, and Trey Davis, all with 1 each. Mike Berger, 1-for-1 from the field. That was a 2-point basket for his 2 points. Luke Brecker, 0-of-4 from the field in the first half of play. Warsaw and Northwood tied at 18 here at halftime. Those are the halftime stats brought to you by Oliver Bergen and Company. We start the third after these words on News Now Warsaw.